You are listening to
everyone, good morning and welcome to Bonnets and Business. This is your host, Johnette Oaks, and I am so excited to be on this right now. This is so empowering, as my initiative says, be empowered. But this is my opportunity to speak with you all on a different platform and discuss topics that are important to us and to our communities. So just a little bit about me. I am a recent graduate from the University of Kansas, where I received a Bachelor of Arts in Political Science in Business and a minor in Business. I am a proud member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, Incorporated. As well as a recent graduate, you're probably wondering what my next step is going to be. Well, I'm looking into law schools, and my goal is to start in January. I'm super excited, super thrilled to have this opportunity. And I love law. I love politics, and I love speaking about it, learning about it, and discussing it. And I wanted to make this platform open for that, to understand what's going on from a Black perspective, to be more aware of what's going on, be more knowledgeable of what's happening in our communities and in our nation, because it does affect us too. And just having this opportunity to speak with you all on a different platform and have you listen to me from my own personal podcast that speaks on this is so empowering. And I want to make sure that you are learning with me, and we're on this journey together, and you have a seat at this table in order to speak and discuss on what you want to know. And I want to make sure that each topic I do discuss on is open to discussion. So I'm going to figure out a platform to open that up to. But for now, we can use my Instagram page that is linked to Bonnets and Business, which is B_empowered. So there's a lot has been happening right now. There's been a lot of happenings in our nation right now. So from the Mueller report to reparations, discussion of reparations, to presidential debates, the Democratic debate happened this past week and a week before, the inhumanity about immigrants, which is a pressing issue in our country right now. And from Kamala Harris. So we're going to have a lot to discuss. I don't know if I'm going to get into all these topics on this particular podcast, but I want to start it off by thanking you, if you are listening, to being involved and to supporting me through this journey. I surely and I do appreciate it. So let's get right into it. So I want to start with this Kamala Harris situation. So there's a fight right now. If you did not know, there is a fight happening in Twitter. So just after Kamala Harris spoke at the Democratic debate, and if you did not watch the Democratic debate, make sure you do. It is important that you make informed decisions when it comes to selecting our next presidential candidate. And when it comes to making informed decisions, it comes to being knowledgeable of what their motives are. Now, we don't want another Trump elect coming into our office, and being more knowledgeable of what their goals are, their intent is, their mission, their purpose, you are able to understand if this is the right person you want to be sitting in that office. And but yeah, so there is a fight happening right now, and it's a fight of birtherism. Remember when we had a challenge, we had the first African-American president and his citizenship in America? And remember that they were saying that he doesn't meet the qualifications. And with that, there's this form of patriotism that comes into effect. Now, Trump was a main antagonizer for this issue, where Obama had to present his long-form birth certificate. And he had to prove to people that he, in fact, was born here. Now, Donald Trump Jr., during Thursday's presidential debate, retweeted a critic who is, or says he or she is, African-American, who took issue to Kamala Harris's identity. Now, the tweet said, and I'm quoting exactly what it said, "Kamala Harris is not an African-American or African Black. She is half Indian, half Jamaican. I am so sick of people robbing American blacks like myself of our history. It is disgusting. Now, using it as a debate time at Dem Debate 2. These are my people, not her people. Freaking disgusting. Now, Don retweeted it with a comment saying, "Is this true? Wow." The tweet is no longer available or no longer up and has been deleted, but spokesperson for Trump Jr. said it was a misunderstanding. And he was just asking if it was true because it was something he never heard before. Once he saw people were misconstruing his tweet, he quickly deleted it. Staff of Kamala Harris explained that the same attacks were towards Obama and it didn't work then and it doesn't work now. And she has asked about her heritage a lot throughout her interest in running for president. And she was born in the U.S., let's make that clear, in Oakland, to be more exact. And she was questioned a lot about her black heritage and being married to a white man. Now, the Breakfast Club asked her to address the issue and being questioned about having immigrants as parents. And she explained how it isn't new to us and was used against Barack Obama and needed to be recognized when being played. Now, various other candidates came out, such as Cory Booker and various others that came out and stood up for her being attacked and explaining that they were being racist and ugly and needed to, and she had nothing to prove. Now, Cory Booker said it the best. And he, if you did not see what he said in her defense, you need to check it out. But I'm not going to say it on this platform. But now, let's break this down because it's important to understand that Kamala's issue isn't just a presidential issue, isn't just a non-black issue. It is happening within our own communities. And for someone to come and point the finger at you that you're not black enough or you can't speak for me because you didn't have the black experience I had is disheartening. Now, if this was an African-American making the statement, and they identified themselves in the tweet as African-American, then we should address it because this is important. Now, as an African-American woman myself, I grew up in a strong representation and respect for myself to not let anyone tell me who I am. And I am very able to let you know who I am if you address me and speak to me and question me on who I am. Accept me for who I am. The birtherism movement is coming from more than just white America, not just an African-American tweeter. This is more of a systematic issue. And the idea that there is just one black experience is a joke. No one should be questioned about their upbringing, not even Kamala Harris. Why is there a fight of who is more authentic in their approach in America? Now, only black American descendants of American slaves can only discuss this experience. That's the form of birtherism that needs to be addressed. Should those that are not descendant of slaves that identify as blacks living in America have their voice heard and expressive of their own experiences as well, being a black person? Just because we are not cut from the same cloth, we are ultimately not entitled to an authentic black experience? Well, how should we believe that there is one monolithic experience? We all want to have the right person to be in our Oval Office, and we're still months away with various other debates approaching within the various months that will ultimately dwindle down to the point that we can figure out who will be there and who we will ultimately vote for. I have had many experiences myself where my black experience was dismissed, being on not living in an urban environment or not going to a black school, or not going to a HBCU, which ultimately made my experience inauthentic and not black enough. This makes me question the insecurities of those who question who I am. And those same people have concerns when people stereotype. Every experience of a black person signifies a black experience. I cannot stress that enough. Because no matter where or what you're going through, you're experiencing a black experience. Just like if a woman goes through something, that is a part of a woman's experience. It's not inauthentic because it doesn't fit into a mold. Discussing the various issues on the debate stage and the nerve to question her if she has the right to call on those moral tragedies Of course she does. I would never say I'm sick of people robbing American blacks myself. When I say that, I am, this really baffles me because someone would actually question someone on their black experience. But when they are fighting for equality in this country, it's important that they speak on those things because those things are important. And when we talk about birtherism in this country, like Barack Obama and Kamala Harris, don't just call out those that don't look like you. Call out everyone who is stupid enough to think there's only one type of person entitled to fight for freedom for this country. Now, this issue was pressing because it's important that we address it, not just from a non-black comment, but addressing our own community as well when it comes to the systematic issue that's been causing separation. And it's crazy to think that, and when I think about this issue, I think about what Malcolm X said, that when, and I know I'm not going to quote it exactly right, but when an African-American or a black person speaks on an issue that the whites do not agree on, that's when a white man or woman goes to find a black that will go against him and speak with words that the whites would agree upon. So basically finding someone that will go against the grain and speak for the white man and cause separation within our community. And I feel like Don Trump Jr. did find a supposed African-American. We are not sure, but supposedly he was African-American, he or she was, and spoke in a form that caused separation within our community. And for that instance, this is something that's politically disheartening because just as I spoke on, as I said, this tweet is no longer available, but it's important that we address it because no one should be questioned on their upbringing, on their authenticity, and speak on it. And I encourage you all to be more, increase your power of your voice and to speak on things you know that aren't qualifying or not representing of what we should be. And not letting separation or the authenticity or not being cut from the same cloth cause you to ultimately not have an authentic black experience or Hispanic experience or Native American experience. But that's what I want to share with you as of right now. And I'm going to leave you with that, and I'm going to come back next time with more information such as the Mueller report, Iran, the migrants right now, because it's a lot going on and a lot that needs to be discussed. And I'm going to leave you on that note. If you have any comments, be sure to let me know. I want to hear your input. What are your thoughts on this situation? How do you feel? Thank you all for listening. I will be sure to keep in touch, and I will see you all next time on Bonnets and Business. And you're always welcome to my table.